This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for downloading this Cook the Perfect podcast. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Cook the Perfect Day is 7-minute chicken noodle soup, cooked in real time by Rachel Allen. But Rachel, good morning to you. We are allowing you to soak your noodles.
Yes, I'm just going to pour some boiling water over them. They'll take about 5 minutes to soak.
Okay, so actually, strictly speaking, it's 12-minute chicken noodle soup.
No, because while they're soaking, I could be making the rest of the soup.
But you're not.
But I won't, I'll wait for you.
Okay, thank you very much. And what kind of noodles are they?
They're rice noodles, Thai rice noodles.
So you have to have those?
No, you could use glass noodles. They're made from mung beans, or you could use egg noodles.
Mung beans.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Doesn't
about
sound
that.
Very attractive. No. Tastes better than
But it's good this time in this early in the programme to have got the words mung bean
out there.
Absolutely. we'll talk in much more detail later, Rachel. Thank you very much. Now, as what passes for summer fades gently away and Strictly is back on the box, it's comfort food time. And right on cue is our Cook the Perfect chicken noodle soup. Now, this is quick, it's easy, and it's very satisfying. And the chef today, Rachel Allen. Hi again, Rachel.
Hi.
Now, this is a recipe from Easy Meals, which is your latest book. Is it an Asian flavoured soup? Is that the
it
idea?
It is. It's I travelled around Southeast Asia for a while, and it's basically a very simplified version of a lot of those really hearty, brothy soups that you have. They're light, but they're nicely substantial because of the noodles.
Yeah, it's not a great thick soup.
It's not a thick, gloopy soup.
It'll keep you going, though.
Yeah, exactly. This is the kind of food that I love to eat. And like all the food in Easy Meals, it's simple to throw together. I have 3 children as well and try and work a lot as well. I know I put myself under pressure too. So I do need food that really can be thrown together in quite a fuss-free way, but I'm not willing to compromise
on... Well, talking about pressure...
Flavour.
You've got to cook this in now less than 7 minutes. So
no pressure.
Okay. So the noodles are okay. You soaked them at the beginning of the programme. How long do you do that for?
I soaked them just for about 5 minutes and I've drained them already. And you see, look, they're softened.
Yes, I can see that.
Nicely. So normally what I would do is I would soak those while I'm preparing the other ingredients. But let's start preparing the other ingredients now.
Okay. Very briefly, of course, the recipe is on the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/radio4/Woman's Hour. But you have, obviously, the main ingredient is the chicken stock, yeah?
Yes. So I've got the chicken stock here and almost a litre of it, but this is the kind of soup that often I don't follow a recipe for. But
strictly speaking, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the chicken stock in the saucepan here, which is on the heat... so that's just coming up to the boil and I'm going to add in some garlic and some ginger and that's just going to give it those lovely warming flavours. Really good at this time of the year.
This is unpeeled ginger, isn't it?
Unpeeled ginger. Just slice it. I don't want to have grated ginger in there because I don't want the intense heat of the ginger. I just want a good subtle ginger flavour. So I'm slicing the ginger.
How thick are your slices of ginger then?
See, just like this, a couple of millimetres.
Okay, so really thick. Skinny actually. Look like little slices of potato.
Exactly. Yeah. A couple of millimetres.
Okay, and that goes in the stock. Now, the stock, obviously, you can make your own. Can you very briefly give us your chicken carcass stock recipe?
Absolutely. I always, for a soup like this, for anything I'm cooking, I always start with a whole chicken because I get them from a local supplier and I like their really good free-range organic chicken. So the best chicken that you can get. And then once I've used the bits, if I've roasted the chicken, whether the carcass is cooked or raw, you know, if I've taken the breasts or leg meat off for this, I would then throw the chicken carcass, raw or cooked, into a saucepan, biggish saucepan, you know, so it would sit in the bottom half of the saucepan.
Sure.
Throw in a carrot or two, an onion or two, you know, once they're clean, even if they're not peeled, that doesn't matter. Cut them in half. The green top of a leek or a whole leek or a stick of celery if you have one. And
you make it sound so simple, but I'd be quite hesitant about lumping all those things into the stock, but it doesn't matter.
Throw them in. Not too many onions. You don't want it to be too strong. I like to throw some garlic into a chicken stock as well.
And leave for how long?
And cover up with cold water, a couple of peppercorns or sprigs of parsley if you like. But the important thing is cold water, because as the water comes up to the boil, as it's on a slow heat for a couple of hours, it draws all the flavour and the goodness out of the chicken into the broth. That's what you want to do.
Of course, you might not be able to make your own chicken stock, so a cube is basically all right, isn't
exactly
it?
And a cube is what I'm using here today because I didn't make
didn't
a chicken
bring
stock
a carcass
in my hotel
with
room
you.
This morning.
Okay, I can't really blame you. Now, we've got the garlic in there, we've got the unpeeled ginger. Now, the chicken meat is either breast or thigh.
Breast or thigh. I'm always one. You know when you're sitting around a table and people are carving a roast chicken and they say, you know, breast or thigh meat. What do you always ask for?
Well, I don't like thigh.
You don't like thigh?
No.
Obviously, then we'd go perfectly together.
Oh, would we?
I love the thigh. It's like my husband. He likes the white meat. The breast.
Yeah. Well, you've got to form
meat.
A partnership where one of you. And yeah, exactly.
That's the only reason I married him.
Is it literally the only reason you married him? I know people say the thighs are tastier. They may well be, but they're a bit too slimy. And slippy for me.
That's what I was like. Says, yeah, no, yeah. I love the flavour.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's okay.
Yes, okay. Well, we can agree to disagree there. but you're cooking them from raw. So how long do you need? You have to slice it really thinly.
Slice
presumably.
It really thinly. And it really only takes a couple of minutes.
Does it?
It really does. And you know, if this was something, if you had some leftover roast chicken in the fridge from yesterday, sure, then slice it in cooked, perfect. But if you put it in raw, and if it cooks in the stock, you're going to have a better flavour. And better texture. But once you slice it really thinly, it's going to cook very, very quickly.
So people needn't be worried about that then?
Needn't be worried at all. I slice it now. So the garlic and the ginger are in there. I'm not going to add any salt because I'm going to add Thai fish sauce at the end. And the Thai fish sauce, the nam pla, that's going to give the salty flavour.
Now that's pretty readily available these days, isn't
really
it? That stuff.
Readily available now in every supermarket, everywhere.
So you ask for fish sauce if you can't
fish
find
sauce.
It. Yeah. They'll be able to
Thai
find it for
or
you.
Vietnamese fish sauce. So the chicken, I have a chicken breast here, okay. And I'm slicing it.
You have got. Just describe the implement you are using.
This is fabulous. I love this. I've been given this amazing cleaver. I look like I could do martial arts with it.
Frankly terrifying.
It's fabulous. And it's really nice and sharp. And you see these lovely thin slices, really thin.
You can almost see right through that.
See, you know, it's almost the thickness of a £2 coin or something. And just I'm slicing the chicken breast all the way across, so nice long slices, but really nice and thin. And that's the key here. I don't want big chunks of chicken in there. Otherwise it's going to take too long to cook in the centre.
Yeah.
And it'll be too dry on the outside.
And that's just not the point of this soup either, is it?
Exactly.
So you need, is it spring onions in here as well?
Spring onions I'm using. And then because this soup is so simple, you really do need, you need everything to be quite delicious and tasty. So spring onions are there for their delicious, you know, oniony, deep flavour. But coriander, fresh coriander. But failing that, if I didn't have coriander, you could use mint or basil. As are often used as well in Southeast Asia.
I'm under strict instructions to order you, not even ask you,
great.
To get the chicken.
Chicken's going in.
It may well be that it's not quite ready by the time we have to move on, so I will.
Oh, I take that as a challenge.
No, I would eat the soup just at the end of the programme. That would be absolutely fine.
I'm going to just now, while the chicken's cooking, just in the 1 minute it's cooking, I'm going to chop up spring onions and coriander and then add those in. And I have some noodles.
Do they not go in the pan at all then?
A lovely big soup bowl. Nope, they don't have to. The noodles are already cooked, so they were just from soaking for 5 minutes.
And they're edible?
And they're edible. They're perfect, okay. Like that. Don't cut the noodles, though.
Do not cut them.
Do not cut them. You will, if you're superstitious, you will absolutely have, you know, all your hopes and your dreams and your aspirations would just be gone, gone in one chop.
Well, that really is a warning. Never cut up your noodles.
Never cut your noodles. I was, I asked a lady that in Southeast Asia, you know, should I cut them or is it okay to slurp? And she looked at me like I was mad. So it's impolite not to slurp their soup.
It's impolite not to. Well, yeah. I'll probably provide you.
I expect lots of slurping.
With a decent slurp before the end of the programme. Now, there are alternatives, of course. You can use prawns, can't you, if you like prawns?
Prawns are great in this. Or even pork actually would work well too. But prawns are really, really great in this soup.
If it's pork, presumably you've got to cook it longer, surely.
I would use a fillet of pork, the pork steak. And I would cut it still really thinly. And still it'll only take, well, it'll take slightly more than 1 to 2 minutes. It'll take about 3 minutes. That's it, though, because it's a lean cut of pork.
Yeah, sure. How's the chicken doing?
The chicken, I'd say, is probably cooked at this stage. So I'm just slicing the spring onion at a nice angle like this. I've got roughly chopped coriander.
Did our hob heat up for you? Because sometimes it doesn't always... It can be a bit slow. You're being very diplomatic.
I'm just going to add some fish sauce in.
Okay.
To taste for the saltiness.
If people don't like the fish sauce, and there's also lime in here as well, isn't there?
Yes.
Could you, I mean, what about soy sauce or...
Absolutely.
Worcester sauce even?
Worcester sauce, you could. Not too much. You don't want it to overpower, but I really want it just to give it saltiness.
Great.
Absolutely.
Well, Rachel, thank you. I will taste it before the end of the programme, I promise.
You're very welcome. But
that was brilliant. Thank you very much. The full details, of course, are on the Woman's Hour website right now, and we'll have the soup tasting very soon after we've heard from Debbie Wiseman, and the bowl of soup is coming over. Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Rachel.
You're very welcome. That was amazing, wasn't it?
I know, she is incredibly talented. Right, OK, now, oh, the spring onion is really, that's quite chunky as well, isn't it?
Just little slices.
You asked for a slurp. But my mother might be listening, so they won't. I can't do it. I actually can't do it to Q. I'm too repressed. No, that was... It really is delicious, this. And particularly, as the nights close in, that's what people want to come home from school and work to, isn't it?
And so quick and easy.
Yeah. Delicious. Recipe on the Woman's Hour website. Rachel, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much for flying in
from Ireland, in fact, last night. We appreciate it.
For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.